Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Notstalgia. Keep your eyes out for our new spinoff podcast coming soon, Notstalgia Babies, starring the two of us as infants.
That'd be horrific.
What would you talk about on Notstalgia Babies?
Nothing. You're a baby.
That's a good point.
Babies don't talk.
Ooh. I guess we should just cancel this whole episode then, because that logic is going to just cut right through what we're going
to
watch today.
Excellent. I have things to do.
Today, Kate, we are going to watch the show that started the baby version of established TV shows trend. Jim Henson's Muppet Babies. Have you ever seen this?
I'm going to stop you for a second. What other shows with babies are there?
I am so glad you asked. They did this with Scooby-Doo. They did this with the Muppets. Now, they weren't always babies. Sometimes they would just be like little kids. So they did a Scooby-Doo where they were much younger. They weren't in diapers the way they are on Muppet Babies, but they were young. It was a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Do Muppets even need diapers?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Like I said, they did the Flintstones.
The Flintstones?
Mm-hmm, they made them kids. And it's like these shows... Maybe I was just a brat, but as a kid, when you'd watch them, not Muppets, I did enjoy Muppet Babies, but these other ones, they completely broke the logic of the shows. I know that's a stupid thing to say, they're cartoons, but like the Flintstones, we don't assume watching the adult, regular Flintstones, that they all knew each other as little kids. Most husbands and wives and next door neighbors don't, you know?
I guess.
The fact that now, they all knew each other, I think it's dumb.
I'm really glad that you've chosen this hill to die on with cartoon logic.
I've chosen one thing to not like about cartoons after like 50 plus episodes. So, getting back to Muppet Babies, this is the original Let's Babyfy Our Characters show. So, Kate, Muppets Take Manhattan was the third ever Muppet movie. It came out in 1984, and in it, there's a scene where we see Miss Piggy and Kermit on a date on a horse and buggy in Central Park, and they flash back to what it would have been like if they did meet as babies. And we see these real, for lack of a better word, Muppet babies. The show we're going to watch is based on that concept, but it's a cartoon. They're not puppets like they were in the movie in that one scene. So in this cartoon, the Muppets are all babies that are, for whatever reason, in the care of a lady named Nanny. We don't know if she's... We assume she's their nanny, but we don't know anything about their parents, why all these disparate breeds of Muppets all live together, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have any questions so far?
I have so many, but none that you're going to want to answer.
It originally aired on CBS from September 15th, 1984 to November 22nd, 1991. I saw it on Nickelodeon, where it was syndicated to throughout the rest of the 90s, because it did rerun a lot. They made 8 seasons of this cartoon. It was very, very wildly successful. There's 107 episodes in those seasons. It was created by Jim Henson and developed by Jeffrey Scott. Here's what I like about it. One, the Muppets always use their imagination in these storylines.
Imagination's great.
Uh-huh, so it's really heavy on imagination. And two, I just love the Muppets. So anything with Muppets in it, it's for me. This is actually my introduction to the Muppets, I think.
Mm. Do you love the Muppets because you look like a Muppet?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer, but yes. And we are going to watch Season 1, Episode 8, What Do You Want to Be When You Grow Up?
I'm already stressed out.
Why? Because you don't know what you want to be
when you grow up? Career decision making.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Kermit?
Well, gee, I don't know, Piggy. I was thinking maybe of creating video games. But I'd rather play them. Say, maybe I could be a baseball player. I am pretty good at catching flies.
What?
Oops, sorry. It does sound kind of gross, doesn't it? Aren't she? I don't know what I want to be.
Hi, kids. What you doing?
We were just talking about what we want to be when we grow up.
Kermit, what's the matter?
He can't decide what he wants to be, Nanny.
Oh, don't worry, Kermit. Lots of children and even grown-ups have that problem.
They do? But if the others know what they want to be, I should know what I want to be. Gosh, maybe there's something wrong with me, Nanny.
Kermit, there's nothing wrong with you, really. When I was your age, I was thinking about the future just like you. Here, kids, look at the pictures in this book and see if you can help Kermit decide what he wants to be.
Good idea, Nanny.
Sidebar before it starts, there's an episode of this, I don't think it's this one, that I remember really vividly as a kid where they put saran wrap on their TV and like draw with a dry erase marker or magic marker over the saran wrap. I think they're watching like Frankenstein, like the black and white 1930s movie, and they draw like glasses on him and stuff. And I remember wanting to do that, and my parents were like, absolutely not. You are not drawing on our TV with or without saran wrap.
Your parents are extremely rational. I feel like the Muppet Babies theme song just overpromised a lot. We make our own dreams come true, and we are also going to make your dreams come true.
If your dream was to see the Muppet characters, and the best thing about the Muppets, right, are that they're puppets, and this takes away that aspect.
Yeah, couldn't they have just made small puppets?
Nanny, by the way, you only ever see her striped socks and sneakers. You never see her.
It's pretty weird.
From the waist up. I'm
just
having...
so confused.
I'm having a, like, nostalgia overload right now.
Are you?
I haven't rewatched this yet. It's cool.
Is it really scratchy?
It's tickling my brain.
Is this scratchy?
Yeah, a little bit.
So give me a sec here. We're watching something animated. Now we're watching paramedics in, like, real time.
Well, animated animal, mm-hmm. is driving around an ambulance in the cartoon. So that's his imagination. The live action footage.
This is a little too high concept for me. All of the Muppet voices of the regular Muppets are pretty horrific. The baby voices are even worse. Like, I can't describe to you how horrific this possibly is. This is all horrific. Who is that Muppet? I've never even seen that Muppet.
Gonzo?
No, that orange one.
I guess it's Scooter's sister that doesn't exist in the regular. Did she not survive past infancy?
This all seems terrible. Like, I would not want my kid watching this. No, like, I can't believe your parents didn't stop you from watching this after you tried to draw on their TV.
I asked them. I didn't just try.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played, like, Hospital and it takes, like, a dark turn?
Did you?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like people would die.
No, I never did that.
Let me play Funeral. What is this? What are all these animated babies? I didn't ask for this. Where is this Nana?
What do you mean?
You know, like these Muppets are poorly supervised.
She's in the other room.
Give me this.
She can't watch these babies all the time.
This nanny person is like, I was also thinking about what I wanted to be when I grew up, but I really didn't want to be the parent to 67 Muppets. Like, that wasn't in the plan. And then she's like, oh, here, have a book and look at these pictures to decide what you want to be when you grow up. Way to go.
I have to go in the other room and do something.
Yeah, way to go, Nanny. All right, so now we're imagining ourselves in all the professions.
I'm stressed out on behalf of Kermit. He is literally a baby, and he's sad. He's worried that he should know what he wants to be when he grows up already.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough when you ask, like, a 10th grader what they want to be.
Hey, Kermit, why don't you have a resume? You're 3 1/2. Write it in crayon.
Sidebar, this show is really hard to locate. It's not available on DVD because they use live-action footage from, like, movies sometimes. And, you know, there's, like, a Star Wars episode, and we saw in the opening credits an Indiana Jones thing. So they never secured the rights. So don't ask me how we're watching this.
Why is Gonzo so good at bowling? Why did you like this?
It's not so much that I liked it. It's that it was on, and I watched it a lot.
Watched whatever was on.
Yeah, I don't know that I had any preferences or tastes.
You were just pouring images into your eyeballs, weren't you? You had no... You probably would have watched, like, footage of just a bowl of fruit, probably.
Very possible.
And you would have liked it.
I mean, come on, there's Muppets. What's not to like?
Everything.
I think I kind of enjoy the fact that there, at least I did, that there's live-action footage thrown in. It's very unique-looking, this show. It's good eye candy for a kid, you know? So let's see, which career choices have they presented to Kermit so far?
Firefighter, bowler, movie star.
Very practical.
Like, maybe they should be talking about, I don't know, surgical technicians.
Yeah, trade school.
LPNs, electricians.
He could be a welder, steelworkers union.
He could be a teacher, could manage a restaurant.
Movie star, though.
What is Tom Selleck doing here?
Wow. Why is
live action Tom Selleck here?
He's here. This is amazing. It's on the red carpet with Piggy and Kermit. Who would have guessed? See, they just showed a clip from E.T.
I don't like how these baby Muppets talk. I can't believe... I 100% Muppet can believe babies. You like this.
Muppet babies. Skeeter.
Skeeter died in an accident.
Yeah. Skeeter is not a Muppet. I don't remember Skeeter. Why is Kermit dressed like a little sailor?
I don't know.
You know, in my child's eye, my mind's eye as a child, I remember this production values of this being a lot higher.
Mm-hmm. This is like some dad's video. None of these Muppets have last names. How do they, how do they do their taxes?
That's what you're concerned with.
So they can imagine themselves in all these different situations, but can't imagine themselves grown up.
Yeah. Could you imagine yourself grown up as a baby?
Yeah. And I was much cooler than I am in real life.
All right. Let's see. What other junior shows are there? Oh, my God. You ready? Baby Felix. Baby Looney Tunes.
What is Baby Felix?
Felix the Cat. Clifford's Puppy Days. Flintstones Kids. Oh, Gadget Boy, which was Inspector Gadget. James Bond Jr. The Jungle Cubs. Oh, my God. That was like the characters from the Jungle Book as little guys.
Oh, my God.
Little Alvin and the Mini Monks. Pink Panther and Pals. Tom and Jerry Kids. Oh, and Yo Yogi, the Yogi Bear Kids version. There were a lot.
That all sounds terrible. Is this baby animal okay? Wow, if only they had a caring, supportive adult in their lives who could help them navigate this trial.
What you have to remember is, when I was really young and Nickelodeon was just hitting its stride, they were kind of figuring out their channel. They had a lot of time to fill, and there were 107 episodes of this. So they just aired them all over and over and over again.
What is this, like, 50s nostalgia music?
I forgot to mention there's a song, an original song in every episode.
Everyone's like, oh, you could be a farmer, you could be this, and Gonzo's like, you could work for the NSA.
Contribute to our capitalistic society, or you are completely useless.
So, finally, Kermit picked a thing that he was interested in, which is a taxi driver, and they were like, yeah, Kermit, this is a terrible idea.
You
You're
going to
be
rich.
Poor. It's boring.
But he's going to teach him. See? I really like the imagery of Kermit in a baby seat driving a taxi to the moon.
Kermit's going to drive for Lyft.
I could be a gig economy rideshare driver. There's no benefits, no healthcare.
Is she feeding them? Do they have access to water?
They're all like driving around in little vehicles, a wagon, a bike, a skateboard. Gonzo is like in a little box and just trying to make it move by bouncing around.
That would have been you.
Where to?
You got it.
Go bye-bye.
Well, that was dreadful.
Oh my God, why?
I don't know if it was a bad... Everything just is bad. The animation was not good.
Uh-huh.
The voice acting was not good.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted it to be over.
You know, I want to be more upset, but I think I'm mostly upset because I agree. Yeah. I mean,
I can't believe... Like, estimate for me how many hours of your life you spent watching The Muppet Babies.
Probably a lot. It was just on all the time on Nickelodeon in, like, the early to mid-90s. And I would just, you know, tune in, zone out. My parents would just place me in front of it. Kind of, you know how, like, in the show, the nanny just, like, leaves the babies to their own devices? That was me, except instead of using my imagination, I was watching
this.
Your
parents were great parents.
Mm-hmm.
Don't whine.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know what they look like from the waist up. It's, like, just their striped socks. No. Yeah, it's been a really long time since I've seen this. Perhaps longer than for most of these shows that we watch. And I don't know. I had some fondness in my heart. Maybe just because I haven't been exposed to the harsh reality of it.
That was genuinely one of the worst ones we've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What else? What would you rank as another one of the worst ones?
That chicken and the cow.
Well,
cow and chicken.
There you go.
That was bad.
You almost had the title.
That was really bad.
Was this better or worse than Cow and Chicken?
I don't know. I don't know if it was better because it had Muppets in it or if it was worse because it sullied the Muppets.
Wow, this sullied the Muppets for you?
Yeah,
is that bad?
Like, I don't think I ever want to see a Muppet again. I never want to see a Muppet again.
Oh, come on. These are animated Muppets. They don't let them ruin
the
real felt and hand Muppets for you. That's fair. You're pretty much undisputable in that opinion because it was pretty rough going. It's just the animation doesn't look great, and then they intercut with this live action stuff a lot, which is like interesting maybe at first, but it really does just seem less of like a style choice and more of a way to cut down on having to animate certain things that might be too difficult or costly to animate.
Yeah,
it just seems kind of like a lazy technique.
Everything about it was disappointing.
To be fair, this is for really small kids. This is the first show we watched that is not geared towards like older kids. This is really a preschool show.
This is the first show we've watched that's geared towards preschoolers.
If I was a preschooler, I would leave the room.
You heard it here first, folks. Muppet Babies gets how many splats?
-9. And they're on fire.
Can a splat? Is it?
Yep.
A splat can catch fire?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Splat just, and catch
they,
fire.
They seem kind of wet to me.
No.
Splat, catch fire. Please, please, please send us your suggestions. Don't take it personally if whatever you suggest to us we watch and we don't like it, because it seems like, unfortunately, there's a lot of things out there that aren't quite as good as we might remember them.
Listen, if you like this, you have terrible taste and are bad.
Well, direct your fan mail to Katie. You can reach her, nostalgia@AOL.com. You can go to our website, www.nostalgia.org. Find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just look up Nostalgia. Our music at the beginning of the show is by the talented George Stryker.
Don't go out and watch Muppet Babies. Literally do anything else. Shovel your walk.
If you remember Muppet Babies fondly, I would recommend, this is one of the first times I've ever done this on this show, I'd recommend you don't rewatch it. Let those memories live in your heart, because mine don't anymore.
Muppet Babies will destroy all your dreams. Muppet Babies, everything you like is a lie.
I mean, we're...
Muppet Babies, you have zero taste. Muppet Babies, just go lay down and be sad.
Yeah, I mean, we're not preschoolers, though. You know, maybe if we were, we'd feel differently. I sure did.
You know, I think I even had better taste than this when I was in preschool.
They're coming. They're coming to your town. Wait till you tell the kids. The all-new Muppet Babies Live with special guest stars Miss Piggy. And Kermit.
Hello, everybody. Hi there.
The Muppet Babies Live on stage. Wait till you tell the kids.
Wednesday through Sunday, San Jose Civic Auditorium. Good seats still available at Bass and Ticketmaster Centers.